social media and technology is being put out in the...
Hey, Juju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
Well, David Chambi, I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook, and all that.
Sweet, what's the time now?
Wait, it's almost 1800 hours! Mm. I need to tune into Eagle FM! Business Economic Segment is about to play now!
Yes, listen to Business and Economic Segment with David Chambi from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade, and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM. The eye.
Yeah. Good evening.
Good evening, dear listeners, and welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Chambi. And it's quite very important to make sure that we thank Helmut with a home run. And starting from what Helmut has, ended, that it's festive season. Don't touch people's wife. Don't touch people's girlfriend. Do not do what you don't want others to do to you. And make sure that you put that safety measures in the line. But yeah, we are greeting you from your number one favorite radio station, that is Eagle FM, wherever you are, whether you are traveling to your home of origin, whether you are moving to the coast, whether you are still at work, you are still pushing, because there are those who are still pushing through, particularly the men and the women in the uniform, those who are protecting our properties, and also those who are keeping laws and order. So it's quite very important to realize that when you are on holiday, it's not that everybody is on holiday. Respect somebody's job. When somebody say park this side, or when somebody say stop, take the breathalyzer. Make sure that you adhere, because work, there are those work which does not, those who don't go on leave, or even if they go on leave, their colleagues take over, because we always need to make sure that we respect, particularly those who sleep with shoes, either is police officers, security guards, paramedics, nurses, doctors, and also leaders. Leaders, they don't go on holiday. They do not go on holiday to make sure that your people are taken care of, although you are also in the festive season. Yeah, this is Business and Economic Segment, as it has always been. We are looking at issues of economic development, and it's quite very important to understand that you cannot have, it's not possible, it will not happen, you having economic advancement, economic development without having safety. That's why before we go to the conversation for today, I want to look a little bit on the statement by Motor Vehicle Accident Fund, which is giving advice and cautious measures, particularly to the drivers, and also those who are seeing the roads regarding the rain season, and also regarding heavy rain, which is in different parts of Namibia. And just to look a bit on this, to say MVA Fund appeals all road users to be vigilant and adhere to the road traffic rules as the rainy season is officially on full swing. And the fund remains at road users about, remained road users about the importance of cautiousness, particularly risk that come with slippery roads, and also when approaching areas that, full of water. Because, you remember past cases where you see people challenging nature. You can trust your car, but nature, Mother Nature will always win. And it's quite not a good thing to see, people being carried away by water. Sometimes running water may look like, they are just what you see. But at the end of the day, you need to make sure that you are cautious. Otherwise, this holiday will not be on the good side of you, and also on the good side of your family. That's why statements like this, when they are given, it look like not just precautions, just measures, but safety matter before any other things. And before we go to the main conversation for today, because today we are going to speak about diplomacy and also Namibia Economic Relations, particularly reflecting on NDA diplomatic greetings, and also what is also the importance of forming friendship, bilateral relations, and also who is standing with Namibia, who are Namibian friends, and also what is the importance of watering the friendship, because some relationship they started 2015 or some relationship they started many years ago, but if you don't water that relationship, if you don't keep those engagement, people will lose trust, and also may also be able to catch up with those who keep them informed. That's why a relationship without communication is agreement yet to end. But if you keep on engaging with those who you are thinking also to say, as a friend, this is what you have done to me, and this is what I have done to you. And these are the areas of cooperations that we are going to work on, and also to see some of the key highlighted development in that, area. Now, looking at South Africa, we understand that this ANC is hosting a NGC, meeting, especially looking at the aspect of strengthening its alliance and also preparing for the future. And there are little pronunciation coming from different sources to say ANC is also looking to have, looking at the future of female. I don't know if they are inspired by Namibia, but those are some of the communication, not yet officially out, but it's the politics which is happening, especially looking at one of the main important conference in the ANC leadership. And you'll be able also to realize that there is also presence of various sister parties there, because whatever the decision of ANC is a direct impact of the government, and also the relation of SADC, because we cannot ignore, we can't afford to ignore the event of South Africa, that is a big brother in terms of economic relations. And there are also those who are pronouncing and also predicting to say the deputy president, that is Paul Mashatile, the unpredictable political strategist, it's not yet over for him. It's not yet over for him. And it could be that he might also throw his hat in the ring, but this is not a conference to elect who is going to succeed Ramaphosa, but it's a conference of strengthening the relations of ANC. Because what is very interesting is that it's not only about political party, but it's also about what they call alliance, just COSATU, just SANCO, and also other leagues that such as Communist Party and many others that form part of African National Congress, because the formation and the structure of South African politics is quite different looking at that aspect. Yeah. Before we go to that main conversation too, it's also quite very important to look at some of the development, especially looking at African Union. And when you look at African Union Information and Communication Directorate, for the past 3 months or so, they have been full of condemning, especially coup and also political unrest. But today, the chairperson of the African Union Commission has also given a statement, Excellency Mohamed Ali Yusuf. It's like he came not at the right time. He gave a statement which is indicating that, which is urging restraint amid escalating tension in the great rakes. Because you must be able to understand that M23 is pushing the borders, and if the situation is not handled, it will also spill out to neighboring countries, because as we understand that it took over some of the strategic cities again, and AU is urging, is condemning and urging for restraint, and also for these opposing parties or opposing bodies to come on the diplomatic table, especially looking at peace and also stability of the continent. Yeah. As I indicated earlier, today we are going to speak about friendship, and to speak about diplomatic relations. What have we gained from those relationships? What is our role as Namibia? And also, who are those guys who are standing with us? Who are those friends that are standing with us? And what is the necessity? What is the necessity of watering friendship? The way you are watering your plants, you don't want them to dry and die. It's also very important to start also watering your relationships. Either it's friendship, business relations, political relations, and diplomatic relations. Because our content of the conversation today, we are going to look at what is called NDA, diplomatic greetings, particularly one of the functions that Namibia also hosts when it's coming to the fraternity of diplomacy. But it's also quite very important also to look at why is Namibia doing this? Why is Namibia doing this? How is the importance of this? And also, what are the key highlights of that event? And also, who are some of the people who have attended these events? And also, to look at how are we in a global fraternity? Have we changed so far? Because when you look at global affairs, you must be able to realize that you must have a position. Although we are friends to all and enemy to none, it's not correct to be supporting every event, because Namibia is stubbornly and respectfully standing its ground, particularly supporting the countries that supported it during the struggle, and also looking at moral ground, and also looking at protecting of the oppressed. Before we go to that discussion, let us look at a short commercial break. Then we'll be able to move at this conversation, particularly regarding those relations, and also why does it matter, what does it mean to Namibia, where do we need to expand, and also how can political relations be used wisely to be translated into economic and eventually to human relations? Because there is always an aspect, and as an ordinary person, I always also want to know that what is the necessity of a lot of high-level meetings bringing on the ground, and also when you are evaluating our relations, what friendship is necessary, which one has been giving us what need to be given to us, particularly looking at our needs, and which one they just stayed at an agreement level, but not really to look at the impact that it has on the ground. Because you compare to South Africa, DIRCO, that is Director of International Relations and Cooperations, has evaluated its relations because of the economy, and also look at where does this relationship taking us, and also looking at stopping of some other relations with other countries due to ineffectiveness or lack of better results. But before we go to that conversation, also look at, scale it down to say, when you speak about these high-level events, what does it mean to me as an ordinary person? What does it mean to you who is just listening? And also, what does it mean to your life too? Because whatever is happening at the stratosphere, whatever is happening at the upper structure, has always a direct impact on the lower structure. And also, how should we improve decision at the upper structure? And also, who are those friends that are standing with us? And also, who are those that are not with us? And what need to be done moving forward? So, for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, this is Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. And we are here until the hour of 1900 hours. And today, we are speaking about economy, particularly from the diplomatic perspective, and also reflecting on some of the key development especially in Namibian international fraternity, especially when it's coming to the end of the year, and also to look at what is that we have done in few months, particularly starting from 21st March 2025, when we got a new administration. What have we done apart from pronunciation and also taking a posture in terms of issues. Who did we get into relations with, and what is the success and also challenges in terms of that?
Lipura nenge no wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko tete opoye ekukurile oshafafana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano hile koshiwana konongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nene uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarude dayo loka opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijabweli nawa ninge Fanona, Monica, Co, Eagle FM, Honora is a team where Bali Heali, Nola Natu, Heali Bali, no Heali, Ileko, Berewa, Mura Hetatu Natu, Bali O Hetatu Batatu, Oma Filane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Goeie nuus, Imba het nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinternuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. As jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Imba te geniet, kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Happy Juju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
Well, David Chomi, I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook and all that.
Serious, what's the time now?
Wait, it's almost 1800 hours! I need to tune into Eagle FM! Business Economic Segment is about to play now!
Yes, listen to Business and Economic Segment with David Shombe from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried? Ace.
Yeah. We are continuing with Business and Economic Segment. And while we are here at diplomatic relations, one must be able to understand and also put in mind that from the business perspective, looking at where the world is now, you must be able to realize and also understand that the success of any business currently as we are speaking does not only, defined by the numbers of clients, but it's defined by a lot of things. It's also defined by your suppliers. It's defined by your suppliers. It's also defined by the relations that you have with other countries. Where are those, supplies coming from? And also looking at this, you may be able to realize that politics at an international level has a bigger role to play, particularly in the way we do business. And also in the way we trade at a domestic level. That's why in the world where there is unpredictability, in the world where Ukraine is pressured to give up some of its region now because people are cornered, in the world where United States and many other United States is imposing tariffs, in the world where AGOA came to an end, and in the world where SADC does not have a political head, and in the world where when you look at United Kingdom, they are no more accepting immigrants without proper arrangement or proper countries to have proper arrangement in terms of their visa. In the world where Africans are leaving their continent in thousands and dying in the Mediterranean Sea, you need to realize that this is the right time that, we need friends. Not only friends that are for the sake of friendship, but friends that can protect you security-wise, friends that you can work together in terms of the economy, and also friends that can allow you to expand the way you do businesses. That's why Namibia, like many other countries, they decided, especially today, to host this end of the year diplomatic greetings, particularly to almost every diplomat in Namibia from other countries, and also to look at what is Namibia's position, what has been happening for the past few months, and also what were some of key development in that sector. Because in the area of that, you must be able to realize that when somebody is wearing a suit at the high level office, his role and their role must always make sure that they reflect on what people on the ground need. And through this conversation, you can also be able to trace and also look at to say, man, we have been in friendship with this person. We are watering the friendship. It's growing. However, did it bear any fruits? And what kind of fruits are those? And when we send somebody to expand maybe our relations in terms of business, do we get the real business? Do we get the real deal? Or we just get ordinary deal? But what is very interesting is that what have happened today, it was a call for greetings. And not only greetings, but also to look at some of the factors, particularly strengthening of relations. Strengthening of relations. Because when you are in relationship and you are not strengthening, you are not communicating, you are not giving gifts, you are not recognizing the person can go. It's the same with love relationships. Because bilateral relationship is one-on-one, Namibia, another country. And that's why one of the things that was mentioned is also that Namibia is committed to work, and also the relations that happen, or maybe the visit of the president of Botswana to Namibia in October, and also looking at the role of that binational commission, and also to look because when you look at Botswana. Botswana is a strategic country. We need her as she needs us because of a lot of reasons. Number one, that is where we buy diamonds and resell. Because apart from us also selling diamonds to international market, we also buy some from Botswana and also sell them to international markets. And remember, looking at us being a strategic hub, you'll be able to realize that Namibia also using, or Botswana is also using a port of Namibia to expand their trade. But it has to go beyond that. Those who are in a business of selling cars, you also have some who go to Botswana. But you must be able to understand that your preferential treatment is based on the relationship of these people. Then the question that you need to ask is also that, what else can be done to expand that relations? Where are we in terms of the level of movement of people? Where are we in terms of the movement of goods with those countries? And you also need to ask to say, yes, we have this relationship at that level. How is an ordinary person being treated? Did that relation translate to people who are grazing their cattle at the borders? Did that relations too translate to people who are fishing within Chobe River and many other areas? And did that relationship also expand treatment of people, especially by armed forces from the other side? Because those are the things that should be reflected on the ground, especially when it comes to Namibia relations with Botswana and many other countries. And it's also something that you need to look at very well, because looking at the future, when you look at the proposed and agreed project from Zimbabwe via Botswana, then connected to Namibia port of oil pipeline, you'll be able to realize that those are what you call trade infrastructure, and maybe it's also now the right time too for Namibians also to negotiate for us too. To say what is the role of Namibians at this pipeline, and what can they assist and how can they benefit from this great construction? Because at that level, you have now four states. You have Nigeria, you have Zimbabwe, you have Botswana, and you have Namibia. And from that perspective, you'll be able to understand that much need to be done. Yeah, now, the speech of Meme Shipara Musavi, the Minister of International Relations and Trade. You might be able to look at also some of the key highlighted points is Namibia performance to UNGA, because you know that for the first time in history of Namibia, having a first female president standing at the United Nations General Assembly, and also pronunciation where the country is standing, what we are advocating for, and also to look at did Namibia change in terms of their position since 1990 when it comes to countries such as Cuba, Western Sahara, Palestine, Sudan, and many other countries. Did we change position? Are we zigzagging, or we are just standing with who we have been standing with? Those are the things that we need to look at. Apart from that, one of the key highlighted issue is also Namibia participation at G20, especially in South Africa. Although we participated as an observer, the president has also made a very strong statement, particularly when it comes to critical minerals and also, you know, the fair treatment of African state, and also to say, we are not, beggars, but we must be treated equally as, equal state. Then the question also you need to ask is to say, okay, there is a summit of this kind. What is the direct benefit from this summit that we have participated? Is it yet to be seen? Is it coming now? Or that is a long-term, position? Or is just a mere communication at international level? So those are the questions that you need to ask. And also to say, in terms of, yesterday we were speaking on agriculture. Especially when we speak on input, not to be more than the output. So to say, in terms of the finance, in terms of the investment in this engagement, what is the outcome? Although you cannot quantify everything in terms of money, but is the outcome worth our movement? Is the outcome worth our movement around the country? Because, if you have to conduct an audit, and it's quite very interesting. If you have to conduct an audit, especially, our late, Dr. Ginkopo has been one of the most, towering president in terms of, building diplomatic relations. And if you have to conduct an audit and also look at to say, these relations end up into these agreements. Are we honoring that agreements, or the agreements are not being honored? And if the agreements are not being honored, or they don't result into tangible or evidence-based, results, then something which need monitoring and evaluation. Because you have some projects which came under Gengop, and now they are, I don't want to say they are going down, but it's up to the time to predict if it's going to be maintained or not. But also to look at efforts that we put on international affairs. How are we going to honor that? Because every plane that is being taken to international affairs, that is fuel, that is money, and it's the aim of every Namibian to say that of who is going to represent me outside, at least come back with something tangible, and not only to attend, but also to bring something at home. That's why it's a critical evaluation that we need to make, and also look at what have we achieved. Now, The other aspect which was stated is maybe a participation at COP30 and also at EU summit. And one of the things that you need to look at, especially when you look at the EU-AU summit, must also be able to realize it. Must also be able to realize it. You know, one of the sender of arguments in that aspect. One of the sender of argument in that aspect is to make sure that Africa will come to an end of selling raw materials. But the question is how. The question is how. Following who. Who is starting. And also what happened after that communication. And also to say what was the relevance and how is it going to be. But the other thing which was stated is that I think it's uncompromising position of Namibia in terms of who you stand for, Venezuela, Sudan, Palestine, Cuba, and Western Sahara. To say that position does not change. Come weather, come thunder, it is not changing, and we are still standing with our friends. Now, after this high-level English and all the, engagement, what is the outcome of these events and what lesson can we learn? And you may also ask yourself to say, why should I learn these things and why do I need to learn this? This one can be able to tell you that when the world become a global village, or when, as we are now, the world is a global village, whatever is happening in Ohio, whatever is happening in Philadelphia, New York, UK, and Paris has a direct and indirect impact on you. Whatever, if the economy of China collapse, your Namibia Stock Exchange and also South Africa Stock Exchange, and not only China is suffering, but everybody is also suffering. That is why this is a time of need that Namibia needs their friends, not only in terms of paper, but also you need to bring them together and also assure them that you are still our friends. We can still do more. We can still do relations, because it's not a matter of isolations. And it can also come to you at a personal level to say, you as a small business operator, how many friends do you have that are in the same fraternity? Are you watering that friendship? What are the challenges that you have within that friendship? How many partners that you have in the business that you are operating? Even when you are selling a bucket of fat cakes, how many relationships have you built? You only build relations in terms of money that you get at that moment, or you build long-term relations? Yeah. We can look at a short commercial break, then we can continue with the conversation. Particularly when you're looking at who is standing with Namibia, who is standing with us, and also how can we use these relationships to our advantage, and also what is that we can offer. Because believe me you, when I use my own eyes and observe to say who is with Namibia, I was very happy. But the question I'm also asking myself, why are they with Namibia? Are we using that relationship very well the same they are using that relations? Because we have a lot to give, do we also have a lot to gain? If you have a lot to give, do you also have a lot to gain? Is it reflected in your international trade balance? Is it reflected also in how many SMEs participate, or how many SMEs these trade missions take with them to those international fora? When you say, for example, somebody had a delegation of business delegation, how many SMEs are there? Is it just not a rotation of people, or how many young business operators are they exposed at an international level? And you can also ask a question to say, TICAD was a place of business. How many SMEs, operators from Hangwena, even one or two, from Korihas and Hardap, from Amsati, from Ochikota, how many were taken as part of those missions? Or is just a group of top officials? And what does it mean to our local business operations? And what else do we need to do to make sure that we change that narrative of saying, if you are taking a delegation to an international forum, to World Economic Forum, to COP30, to TICAD, to China-Africa Cooperation, it's not always important to take all the senior officials, because some of these respected people have been traveling. Why can't you take a young, innovative person so that they can expand their knowledge and their skills at those forums? So let us look at a short commercial break, then we can continue with the conversation, especially when we are speaking about who is standing with us, who is with us, and also who is on the other side, and what can we do to make sure that we don't just give, but we also benefit from those who we have relations, because this is the world, it's a world where you need friends more than ever. It's also the world where the world becomes so interconnected, either in terms of climate, cyber security, and also in terms of other development. And also to the other thing that and I hope it was quite very important, is that Mr. Para also mentioned to say our candidate for Interpol, although she did not make it, she thanked those friends for support, and also thanked the winner, because it's quite a very humble thing to deploy a candidate for a position of Interpol, and even if she did not make it, you also need to thank those who supported you, because other people, they are not humble enough to say, when you defeat me, I can come to you and also say thank you for those who supported me. But it's quite I think it's a diplomatic thing to do at that level. So let us look at the short commercial break, then we can continue the conversation.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipura nenge no wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko tete opoye ekukulile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano hile koshuala. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi to danjuka. Okupitira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Mune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarude dayo loka. Opone ushendi fenawa nokumona oijamweli nawa. Nenge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora itatimwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumberewa mura hetatu natu bali o hetatu batatu oma filane Eagle FM.
Goeie nuus, Skimba het nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinter nuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. Is jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Skimba te geniet? Kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Skimba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Skimba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
into the home run with Helmut and Dwight.
Goeie nuus, Skimbad nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinte nuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. Is jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Skimbad te geniet? Kry alle eksklusiewe funksies.
Happy Juju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
Well, David Chambi, I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook and all that.
Sweet, what's the time now?
Wait, it's almost 1800 hours! I need to tune into Eagle FM! Business Economic Segment is about to play now!
Yes, listen to Business and Economic Segment with David Shombe from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yeah, it's 46 minutes past the hour of 6. We are continuing with Business and Economic Segment. Now, let us look at the future. We spoke about what we have done, and let us look at the future. Where is the future? The future is tomorrow. The future is tomorrow. And next year, 2026, to say, okay, we have cleared the ground. We have established the foundation. It has always been establishment of foundation, and relationship have been built for a very long time. But when you look at the situation of an ordinary Namibians, did the situation of an ordinary Namibian improve? Did we find a way over all those years to fight economic inequality? Did you find a way all those years to fight food insecurity? Did we find a way to remove people from the street? Because I just hope one day I will get an IQ test machine and move around the different cities and see the wasted talent and energy of young people and also adults. Some are known to be, maybe they are drunkards or whatsoever, but you're also asking yourself to say what government is doing to make sure that we take these people back to operation and we take these people back into fitness. And what led them in that situation? Is it economic challenge? Is it the lack of opportunities? And what have we done to make sure that we get things right? Because it's always very important to look at, okay, we have these relations, and we are even boosting about it to say, if you speak about Japan, China, speak about French, speak about the UK, speak about the US, speak about, Nigeria, South Africa, Botswana, Angola, those are our friends, and there is no place that you can go without hearing a name of Namibia, without seeing the flag of Namibia. But the question is, in terms of the state that we are operating in, are we exercising correctly the power of the state on behalf of the people? And are we really giving the service that is required? Are we able to translate those relationships into tangible outcome? Our posture on international fora is like a parent who has rich, strong, influential friends, but that is not seen at his or her home because he's not able to translate that power, not able to translate that network to the relatives and also to the people within his house. And he's also not able to pass those wisdom and knowledge to the people that are within his control. That's why tomorrow or next year, we are looking at to say the future of our relation with other country should continue to be watered, but also at a different pace where you'll be able to see strong business relations. And when we are speaking about strong business relation, when the ground is leveled by the government relations, it should not only be business at a bigger level, but also business at a smaller level. Say, if you are the best barber, the best haircutter in Katutura, if there is an expo in the UK, you must be able to go and show your talent. Maybe you'll be able one day to give a haircut to one of your favorite soccer player there, and also to expand on skills to say, is the barbershop only expanded to this level, or there is a high level of an effective barbershop that you can expand if his operation is alone only remitted to the corner of, you know, or they call it a chair, if somebody has a chair or two chair in that street, where to say, or is it only limited to hiring of chairs or just with the corner of, you know, of a CBD, or you can expand that to a bigger level. But how can you do that? You can only do that if the relations of your country is expanded and inclusive toward those who are uplifting themselves. You can expand that to food security, to say, if we have friendship of countries, we are producing their own food. What is so difficult? What is so difficult? And what is the long-term plan of food relief? What is the long-term plan of food relief? And is that sustainable too? Where are those food relief coming from? Is that sustainable? Why can't we use these opportunities to say, give me machines, teach me how to make my own food, and let me not be a social welfare country, but also to be a full functioning, young, effective country with a majority of educated young people who are not only forced to do business, but also given an opportunity to participate in the economy, and also opportunity to make sure that their potential are fulfilled. What is the future looking like? The future of our diplomatic relations should and must translate into more strategic scholarships that look at strategic needs, to say, teach my kids how to operate not only machines and computer, but also how to go deep inside those machines and also become effective. Teach my kids cyber security. Teach them critical financial, courses such as actuary science, and also make sure that when it comes to strengthening of financial system, they be able to partake in that aspect, and also strengthening our financial system, because when the next our diplomatic affairs should also be able to make sure that in terms of oil and gas, teach our people not only to be upskilled, but teach our people critical courses, and also bring those experts here, and real business, not only for toys, but also businesses of industries, not that which come and absorb the smaller SMEs, because that is the posture that we need to take, especially looking forward, because if we look back where we came from, relationship have been there, but the little is reflected real on the ground. Little is reflected real on the ground, although the population increase, although we have faced some challenges, but that should not be the reason. And also, to an ordinary person, let us not limit ourselves to local politics and constituency politics. Let us read and also see what opportunities are out there that we can also be able to engage in, particularly when it comes to international affairs. So, you can be able to engage us in the studio at 083-288-401 or 83-288-401, because we understand that for us to expand this conversation, it should not only come from one direction, but it should be a conversation that is driven from both perspective, and also it's a conversation that should be able to benefit everybody, because what is happening at the stratosphere, the higher level, is also happening, or has a direct impact at at the ground level. And also to look at what needs to be done moving forward. So let us look at a short commercial break, then we can conclude and also be able to give the mic to my team. But for now, let us pay the bills and come back shortly.
Lipura nenge no wapongwa eva tere ulikoni maondu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukulile oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano hile koshiwana ono ngeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna ebito danjuka okukwetera oipindi konu konda doinawa nune uto otukwetera o special ange tashake ngeje pa omarudi.
Hello? Good evening?
Yes, good evening, David.
Yes, how are you?
Oh, good, how are you?
I'm well.
Yes.
Mm.
In terms of international relations, I just wanted to back on the conversation.
Come again?
I'm saying I just wanted to add on your conversation.
Okay.
Yes, and basically in terms of what other embassies are actually doing in the country, I'm not sure if because they are very strategic on what their interests are.
Yeah.
So I think the same can apply to our Namibian embassies as well that are in the other countries. For example, let's say the French embassy, most of the time they are invested in the fisheries sector. They are looking at imports of Namibian fish to their country, literally focused on that. So I think our priorities maybe also needs to be aligned. Let's say when we're looking at Finland, having an embassy in Finland, what is our focus? Is it academically related, whether we want, skills to be uplifted? Is it more based on research?
Mm-hmm.
So I think to a certain extent, I think we also need to put up, our priority areas in terms of what type of development we're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
The relationship with China also is quite very interesting because all we see is that China is donating either its food parcels, either its
maybe that is what we are saying when we are there.
Definitely, exactly. Maybe that's what we are saying.
Yeah.
But that China actually they have like an industrial sector. Why are we not looking at somehow, leveraging on that? Leveraging on instead of getting food, we get equipment, or let's say we go into like an agreement whereby we look at, some of our areas actually are really flooded. How do we harvest that water and ensure that we actually can produce something from that? So maybe this type of information is available, but maybe it's private information in the embassies and in the consulate of the government.
Mm-hmm.
But me observing from the outside, I think there is a lot that can be done.
Mm-hmm.
And also just also tracking back and looking at the past 10 years that we have been in.
Yeah.
The past 10 years, like what have our, foreign nations have done, like for instance in different countries.
We
see the groundbreaking of now we are appointed an ambassador that went to such a mission. But in the past 10 years, these people that are on public money that are literally paid by the government to represent our interests, what have they done?
It's actually a very, very interesting observation to say. Do they also bring reports? Because sometimes you are trying not to judge, but they're also asking to say, we are in a lot of, I think around 29 or 30 there, but we only hear about few to say, others, what really have we done in terms of that?
Yeah. And sometimes it also helps, like, have our national agenda. We want to achieve specific indicators.
Yeah.
So when we are looking at guys that are going to Belgium, that are going to France, that are going to Spain, what indicators can we somehow align with those guys that they can help literally to push our developmental agenda in other countries?
Yeah.
Like there needs to be indicators and things that we look at when we literally assess that David was an effective ambassador when he was in China.
Mm.
What are we looking at?
What did you bring home? Were just donation or were just dining?
Yeah, definitely. You cannot want to go just to collect salary there, travel to different countries. You must look at, David literally in the past 5 years that he was in this country.
Yeah.
He made opportunities for local entrepreneurs.
Mm.
Even our SOEs are benefiting from the network that David is building in this specific country. So those are the type of things that we should look at. And it should not be a thing of, this guy has been in the government for 15 years, so he deserves to be an ambassador. On what basis?
Mm-mm. Yes. Thank you. Who are we speaking to?
No, you're speaking to Matthew.
Oh, okay. Matthew, thank you.
I'm calling from Ushakati.
Oh, so you are hearing us there, Ushakati?
Yeah, we are hearing you. When you're not under the flood, we are still okay.
Okay. Thank you, Matthew. Thank you for your input.
Okay, sure.
All right, cool.
Have a good day.
Sharp, you too. Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you for input. And that is exactly what you want to say. Sorry. So you are at a country with the most industrialized, but the result that we see, it's only toys, and also it's only donations. Maybe we are not communicating our message correctly. Or maybe we are not communicating our message correctly to say we need real engineers, we need industrialists, we need experts. Maybe it's also the time to go and also reflect. But thank you very much for listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, Dave Nshombe. And bye-bye for now. And I'm going to leave you in the good hands of Mtuma team. That is Tate Kauruma and also Kapate Katoka. Bye-bye for now. See you around. And also make sure that you pay attention to measures that are in place. Just don't touch people's wife. Don't touch people's, girlfriends. Drink responsibly. We still need you in 2026. Let us advise each other. There are those of us when you are too happy. You don't like advice, but don't leave your friends outside. Make sure that you bring everybody home. But yeah, bye-bye.
Goeie nuus, Skimbad nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinter nuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. As jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Skimbad te geniet, kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Kimba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Kimba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff. Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the R.I.
Omutiha, with the Kirokaguna, Imatima, Omjo. Chicago Shafa, Sanana, Longishifa, Yai, Shimikamoshiwana, Iyamoyawa, Otaimbo, Botifamani, Anagashifa, Yanamibia, Omjitombanawa, Omjika. Saifanina, Omeaburo, Nirandisoma, Yue, Longishifa, Yokupitramo, Eagle FM Media House. Gwe 20 Nomeha, Uka Kombanga Nina. Kara omkwashi pareki wino po yomo programa letu. Moambo, lengira soma, kodarahe tatuimu. Datunda tu, heri hamano tano, owaniyaj. Eagle FM, go high.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one folk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the I.
Omutiha, with the Kirokaguna, Imatima, Omjo. Chicago Shafa, Sanana, Longishifa, Yai, Shimikamoshiwana, Iyamoyawa, Otaimbo, Botifamani, Anagashifa, Yanamibia, Omjitombanawa, Omjika. Saifanina, Omeaburo, Nirandisoma, Yue, Longishifa, Yokupitramo, Eagle FM Media House. Gwe 20 Nomeha, Uka Kombanga Nina. Kara omkwashi pareki wino po yomo programa letu. Moambo, lengira soma,
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.